The Hilltop Glove Podcast is sponsored by Mid-Carolina Service Company.
Mid-Carolina Service Company is the first name to search for your residential or commercial HVAC needs in Lexington and surrounding areas.
Just go holler at Jason and Clint. They'll hook you up on the air conditioners, on the restaurant equipment, refrigerators, refrigeration, ice machine repair. They've been doing this for years. I know them cats forever.
Family owned and operated since 2006, they pride themselves in their quality work and customer relationships. Call 803-356-4153 or visit midcarolinaserviceco.com for no obligation quote for service today. This episode of Hilltop Glove Podcast is brought to you by the Simon Marketing Agency. Turn an ordinary business into an extraordinary one since 2020. Simon James and his team do the hard work of attracting new customers so you can focus on making your business exceptional. As a brand marketing expert, Simon specializes in creating a unique and unforgettable identity for your business. From generating awareness to captivating content creation and strategic advertising, Simon Marketing Agency has you covered. Elevate your business today. Give them a call at 843-942-8880 or email them at simon@smasimon.com. Visit them at www.simonmarketing.agency. Make sure to follow them on Instagram at BrandSimonTV.
This episode of the Hilltop Glove Podcast is sponsored by Bob's. Bob's is a Columbia-based retailer of over 100 Black-owned products from 20 Black-owned businesses. Bob's offers a wide range of items from household cleaning, cosmetics, and everything in between. With every visit to Bob's, you support the Black-owned businesses, giving them the opportunity to grow and establish connections with our community. Bob's is located inside the Noma Warehouse at 2222 Sumter Street in Columbia, South Carolina. Visit their website, WeShopBops.com, for in-store pickup or to find out more. Bops can also be found via social media on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at WeShopBops. When you stop by, tell them the Hilltop Glove sent you. Bops brings quality Black brands to the Columbia community. The Hilltop Glove Podcast is sponsored by True Brilliance Entertainment.
True Brilliance is a production, promotions, and management company dedicated to connecting artists and producers across the Carolinas to music industry professionals.
Several of their clients have placements both domestic and internationally as a result of their services.
Are you an artist or producer looking to build meaningful relationships within the music industry? Then True Brilliance is for you. Check them out at paramilitary.com. That's spelled P-A-I-R-A military.com.
Welcome to the Hilltop Glove Podcast.
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 All right.
All right. What up? What up? Yes. So we are, of course, you know, this is going to be, well, welcome to the Hilltop Glove Podcast, season 3/4. We had a little bit of technical difficulties here, trying to do our online thing today, our remote, we're trying out a new platform. We're just seeing how it works. There's a lot of bugs in the system, obviously,
it's
but I think we'll get
straight audio, right? Not video.
Yeah. You know what? We can.
Hey,
yeah,
Lisa.
Go ahead. You can get on. Oh, Lisa don't even hear you. She heard.
I'm not presentable.
Wait, it says.
Oh, that's what I was telling you. If you're not, you're,
yeah,
cool.
You're cool.
That's what I was saying. You're fine.
I just wanted to do. I just wanted to see what this looked like too. Outside of my computer, yeah. When I do the other content.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is cool.
I'll make sure it looks good. I ain't gonna lie, this camera's dope. This is.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie, dude. You look like the type of person who's doing serious business,
right? Printer over there. We look. Yeah. Hey.
I just didn't brush my hair. Forgive me.
No, you fine, man.
Oh, no, you good. This is Patreon stuff anyway. Nobody ain't gonna really see. This is gonna be exclusive stuff.
while we're talking. But I guess we'll go ahead, man, and just get to the point. So limited time, because you know I got this baby on a clock. You know this baby on a clock.
Go ahead.
Timer. So, what did you? We want to talk a little bit about season three, and just like what were some of you guys' the favorite episodes, favorite memories of season three? What are some of the funniest things that happened? And we'll start right there.
Dang, man, that's a lot. Right.
I know. Well, what was your favorite memory of season three?
Okay, one second. I got to pull up the list because I got to make sure I'm looking at this. So I'm not here being, I don't want to be a liar, you know? I don't want to be capping hard.
This is why we should have.
Hey, man. We talked to one of the members, the founders of Grandmaster Flash and Furious 5. I don't want to be lying up here. So I'm going to look at this list so I can see what I like. And I will tell you this. Here's the cool thing about season three, just before we say anything, is that we started moving and we were going from place to place, and we're really outside of Columbia. So that was interesting. Mm-hmm. So it expanded the people that we were speaking with. So we do have a very different list than we did from season one and two.
Yeah.
I will say this. I gotta give me a top three. You gotta at least give us like a Mount Rushmore, like top five. You know what I'm saying? Give us a top five, because then that we can work from that.
Oh man. I could probably give you three.
Okay.
Three of my favorite. I would probably say my favorite, probably my top three. I like Kill Ripken's episode.
Me too.
I really enjoyed Kill's episode. That one was great. I would say the next episode I liked, and I wasn't even on this episode, I liked the live that you guys did. I really loved the live that you all did.
With Maroa?
With Boy and Ardon.
Yeah, that was fun. That's different.
And then I would say, just because of this person's background, and it's just I'll share our mutual interest in music production, I would probably go with Master Key. Because that was one I think I talked the most on as well, too.
Yeah, very true.
That's actually one. And so those are my three.
I can't even lie. I had to go back and look at this chart because I forgot who all we were.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't keep all that in there. Like, you got to look at this, man.
Oh, honorable mention. The Mother's Day episode. The Mother's Day and the Father's Day episodes were dope, too.
Yeah, y'all did.
Because we got those to do those first.
Okay, yeah, those were dope. I'm live on my Twitch, too, on my phone.
Hey, what up, Twitch people?
Hey, what's up?
For me, season three, I definitely like Napoleon Wells. I loved his episode. Yeah, and then Therese Terry, I liked her episode. And
hers was good too.
Jonathan Jones, because he talked about podcasting. So I definitely like those are my top three. Mm-hmm. And then we traveled, Greenville. I like that one. Those, yeah.
I like all of those. Yeah. That's why I said it's kind of hard. I like all of those just because of being in a different location, vibe, area, like actually learning something that I did not know before. That's always good. And to do it in a way in which we're actually, it's our work, but it was edifying. Yeah. Man, it's always good. It's always good.
Yeah.
We came out of there, man. We had green plants and stuff when we left there, Tamara. Come on.
From that point on, I feel like we kept getting gifts now. Like, okay, people actually start.
Yeah. Thank y'all. It's fine. We like that, y'all. We appreciate that. You don't have to, but if you bring it, we like to accept those things, and we will make sure that we promote your stuff. But I'll say, all right, so my top three, if I ain't doing five, top three, I got to say Vaughn, because it was nice being able to speak with her and kind of close the loop, because I started podcasting with Vaughn. So it was nice having her see the change in what we do and how it's done, and then watch her evolve specifically into doing something that she is really into with CBD legislation, with her and her husband owning that CBD store, being the only black owners of that in Charleston, in a location like where they are at. I applaud them. That's a tough road, because I know they by themselves a lot of times in that situation, in that instance. And I know, man, it is great specifically. Like, man, I've been up here trying to make sure I get on my last close out of the quarter and do it right. Trying to get my workout in, I'm sore. I'm gonna have to call them and see if I can get me some product so I can put on these muscles and stuff like that to help me ease with the inflammation.
Magnesium.
All right, I got magnesium.
It's like an oil compressed magnesium. It's not like a pill magnesium. What? Yeah.
And you rub it on your.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I guess they gotta like press it and, you know.
Okay, you said, what's that called? I'll send you. I'm in the office. I got to take
notes. Hold on, it's like right here. Let me get it. You're funny.
See, because see, this is how you find stuff out. I didn't know this. Now I could be walking around. I don't have to be hurting. I could get some of this to Nisha. Nisha could use this. She ain't got to be hurting.
Little Herbs and Co. It's called Calm. It's on Instagram.
Calm. You said Little Herbs and Co.
So it's like a black-owned business, and they do like skincare stuff for like.
Shout outs.
It's face and body oil, but it can help with sore muscles, cramping, backaches, bruises, sleep, anxiety, stress, and skin tightening. So it's like real magnesium. Wow. This is expensive. It's probably like $70.
Wow. Yeah. Never knew about it. Let's see if I can get some on Lolo. Maybe some will fall off the back Black of the Friday. Ship or a container or some kind of van.
It's on Black Friday when they have a sale.
Okay. Or, matter of fact, they got the Amazon stuff coming up. I'm going to have to wait until the 11th, hit it on the 11th. But yeah, neither here nor there. That was a good little plug. Got a little plug, shameless plugs for everybody. Got one in there for now because that sounds like a good product. We need that product. All right, so I'm going to go on to my second person. The second interview that I like, that I was really happy about, and this was Queen and Hitman Black, because I like that couple 100% all day, every day. And it was so cool having both of them together because I hadn't had a chance to meet Hitman like that. I've heard about him, knew about him, was following his page about his plates and all that stuff, and I never got a chance to meet him. And I know Queen, she's excellent, beautiful soul. And so it's always nice to talk to both of them and seeing both of them together and how they hold each other down, how they work at business with each other, how to keep each other motivated, et cetera. That was something that was really positive to see, especially when I hit that year anniversary of being married and understanding how you have to work with that. Yeah, you got to work with the other person, how that stuff goes. It's cool. Other examples of it by younger people. So that was dope. And then the last one I'm going to say, and this is, I'm going to throw it, because of course I like everything that we did in Greenville. So it's not, I like the Kill Ripken one. Kevin knows I like the Kill Ripken one. That's a person after my own soul. In the sense of like what I'm trying to figure out and what's going on in the world and in life. And so it's nice speaking to like minded people because you don't always get a chance to do that. And some of the people and master teachers that I like to follow and read up on, a lot of the stuff that he knows these people. So it's kind of like interesting. It's like, wow, man, you actually know the person that I'm a quote unquote a fan of because of something that they do outside of sports and all this other stuff like that, entertainment in a normal way, some nerd stuff as they would call it. So that's dope. I like that one. That was excellent. That ran my three out.
Like on Patreon, bring a part to Patreon.
Yeah, that'd be dope. That'd be extra dope.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing for me is really. I think season three was like, I was just really intentional, especially when it came to booking. Cause I think before, not that I was just, I think season, like I love everybody we like interview for season one and season two, but I can tell, I know, especially on my end, I was a lot more focused on, okay, who are some of the people that we want to bring on? What are some of the issues that we want to talk about, or at least, have conversations with, especially these particular guests. Mm-hmm. And it was just really great just seeing how that kind of evolved and went along as we went through the season. And then also, too, it's like you can really see our growth from season two, season three. And then it was so creepy, like to see like how we would start out having conversations at the beginning of the season and then seeing how we were as we were finishing up. And even when everybody wasn't really there, like when everybody wouldn't always be there. Mm-hmm. So like it might be some tape interviews where I wasn't there. Right. Or it might be somewhere you weren't on or Tamaya wasn't. Right. Or then it might be, like I said, it may just be like two of us interviewing. Like as a matter of fact, like the last few interviews we did, it was Mike and Tamaya that were doing.
That's true.
And it was also seeing that consistency and just like how the interviews were going down and like how quality everything was. And you could tell it's like, oh man, like they are on top of it, man. Like, it's like, it's like just keeps going. It was just awesome seeing that. And then even just thinking about like going into what we've been doing recently with season four, it's crazy. Just like season four, the interviews we did, it was the same thing. It was like, oh man, like we're starting to get this down, especially with the first interview we did back in July for season four with Mr. Jeter. It was so funny to say they were like, oh man, because we were talking about it afterwards. Like, oh, we got this down, and we were just like sitting there to have a conversation. Yeah, so it's neat just seeing that growth and just continuing, because I think a lot of times what people get caught up in is they're really ready to get to the end.
Yeah.
You know, to the fit, like the Z and the finish line, because they see other people who have like amazing content, whether that's podcasts, streams, or whatever, right? And they're like, man, I know once I get help, be able to do this and do this and do this, but nobody really understands it's a lot of work that goes in between. There's a lot of sacrifice you got to put in to even get to that point. And that's really the main thing. Like when we talk to people in the classes, that's one of the things we try to tell them. It's like, yo, you gotta stick with it. Because if you don't stick with it, it's not going to happen. Because you know, when people come to me, especially like from a consultant standpoint or wanting to work, you know, like wanting to create their own content, like, oh, I want to do this many episodes. And I'm like, man, you'd be lucky if you...
I'll be realistic. Like, you know what you're saying.
25 episodes is a lot. 25 is a lot. And that's a lot in itself, right? So when people talk about that stuff, I'm like, all right, you got to have a mindset that you're not looking for the here and now, but you're looking for the future, because it's not gonna pop up overnight. I hate to say, you're not going to just strike a oil model.
What did we do for season 3?
That's going to be 76. What, 46 through... 80, wait.
80, ain't no way 80, we did 40 82? Episodes for season 3.
No, you did about 36 episodes.
We did
46 to
82. No, because this is the crazy thing. So we did 46 episodes because the Mother's Day and the Father's Day count as episodes. That's
true,
right?
That's true.
So that's 38.
And then this was during the time while we were also filming the stuff for
right. That's why.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hours.
Pushed
the limit last season. So now we got to figure out how to structure our side projects, mini side projects, teaching people podcasting, teaching kids podcasting, summer camp, getting grants, doing our own podcast. That's like six separate things that we're doing on top of working a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
But explain that to people. That's what people don't realize. Like all of us, we all work actual career jobs outside of doing this quote unquote
family. That are quote unquote
called a passion project. But
there's so much stuff. I'm like, I barely remember season 3. Like,
you don't even remember all that time. You don't even remember them hours. Kevin, imagine if those are just straight billable hours.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what we work. That's why you got to do what you got to do. You got to work towards it.
And I guess that's why when I'll be having conversations with folks and they'll be like, man, I want to do this and do that. And, you know, I want to work on this. We got this episode going. We just started. And I'll be like, look at him.
And
run. Go get your freedom.
I'm telling you. We function well under stress, I can say that.
Oh yeah, I'll give us credit for that. I think that's probably our strength.
We don't turn at each other and start stabbing each other. I'm not gonna lie. We don't cannibalize each other. That's what you see happens in a lot of situations. They'll be up on that mountain, right, Kevin? Like them soccer players that were stuck in that plane crash, and they'll be like, "Man, you know it's cold. I sure am hungry. You look like Marvin's leg looks real good today. How about we eat Marvin, y'all?" We don't do that. We haven't decided to eat nobody's leg.
No, you're right about that. You're absolutely right about that. Because I don't think a lot of times we take that. we don't do that. Because like you said, so many times you see so much infighting. And don't get me wrong. Like, we'll be having conversations with each other. We ain't seeing eye to eye on that. Because it'll be like, because I'll be talking to Tobias some days. I say something. Yeah. We don't see eye to eye on this.
You can't agree on everything. Nah.
You can't. Right. And if I'm wrong, y'all can correct me. It seems like what we have, at least from even with Mike, like I said, shout out to Mike. Mike couldn't be one today. But like I said, but you know, Mike's always in the building. But like with all of us, right, it seems like when we always have those conversations and we get to that point where we can tell like this is like a no-go zone for that person, it's not like we try to avoid it. It's just like, you know what?
Right.
Yeah.
The friendship and the camaraderie is more important than winning on an argument. Like we aren't there to have ego battles.
That goes back to season 4, Tego B and his and
how you give away another new season?
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Let's just go back to that. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. It's already in the bag.
Remember so what were you saying about Tigo? Partner, they was like, they don't argue. They just like, it's business over, you know, like, you know, they do two separate businesses. Mm-hmm. It's not like one. They're like leveled. You know what I'm saying? It's not one.
Yeah, they have the same importance.
Same thing with Audio Box and, you know.
Oh, that's exact. Yo, preach. But they will see that. They will see that in season four. They will see that that information that you get off those first couple of episodes is it's $100 million right. worth of game. Type status, like it really is.
About to start charging
man, hey, that's why the Patreon man. Sorry, let me tap on them pockets real quick because I mean the information that they're going to be getting from these folks is sincere. It's sincere information. It's nobody trying to hustle you or holler at you to come to some kind of like infomercial or what are those things they do the large conventions when you come out. You spend $5,000, $10,000, and they're supposed to teach you how to hustle to get the money when you don't realize that they are already hustling you by getting you to come out and spend $5,000 to $10,000. That's how they make $5 to $10 million in one afternoon. And then you don't realize they got that preacher talk going and they break me hustling. Go ahead.
That barely give you the lowest of the low information, so you still got to keep searching for more. And you be like,
eating. Yep.
I could have looked this up myself.
Yeah, seriously, and you pay that money. Yeah, we ain't doing that to y'all. We ain't doing that to y'all.
But you know what's crazy about that? So with season four, and I think I was sharing this with you guys. So there's a YouTuber guy. He has a YouTube channel, a podcast. I think he's located. I know he's down south. Either he is in, I want to say either Georgia, Alabama. That's what it seems like. Mm-hmm. But I know I want to try to reach out to him and get him on for this season. And that will be like more of a virtual conversation because he talks specifically about that. And that's what his whole platform is about. It's about like those different content creators. And then there's just those different influencers and people within that industry and that field who, you know, take advantage of people based off of, you know, like saying, hey, look at what I got. Look at this wealth we get together. And then he talks about it from how, you know, how this nowadays, everything, it all comes from that pro-black angle too, right? So it's like that whole black empowerment thing. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's how they bring in a lot of people. Like, man, you tired of working for the man. You need to do your own thing. You out here on this, economic plan. This economic plantation mindset, you know, I'm about the dollars, you know, I'm about building legacy, I'm about blah, blah. You know how they do that, and they drop, and that's it's so funny. Like, I got it, man. We got it, man. I got to get this guy on. I want to say his name.
Don't say his name. Don't say his name.
But we got to get this guy on because it's him and there's two other brothers that also are contributors on the platform too, and they're amazing too. Because even if we don't talk directly to him, they're just as awesome as well as bringing up these things, and they pull up all of this stuff. It is wild. It talks about how people get essentially they get kind and support.
Their whole lifestyle, lifestyle,
everything. My thing is, they might as well just be honest. Just be honest. Be a hustle, man, but be honest, because you aren't selling these people anything that they can actually, like, use to be you. You have to keep them on that string or you use your money. So, yeah, we don't do that, though. The gist of it is that's not what we've ever wanted to do or what our aim is to do with this platform or content. And I think that's something that keeps us separate from a lot of the folks that we run into out here who are here for the, it's not like I tell people, it's not like you don't want to make money, but I'm not going to cut your throat.
Right. We honest, you know, about it. Like, we really actually help you apply the information that we're given. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys think that we could do better for season four?
Oh, we could always do a lot better. Always, area? I mean, because we're always going to keep going.
In what area?
I know for me, the biggest thing would just be delegating more.
Yes, Kevin.
That's huge because, like, I have huge trust issues when it comes down to the content side of things. And I'm getting to the point now. I'm getting to the point now. Oh, that was petty. Was that a real call or was that a stage call?
Hey, it was like she ain't got no water over there, so, you know, my throat dry.
No, but real talk. No, that's my main thing. That's what I'm working on. And I'm trying to, I'm actively working on that. Cause like, even with the last, even with the, our new, recent tapings, right? Mm-hmm. I had nothing to do with lining everything up, booking and doing all that, right? Cause I understood, like, I can't do everything and I gotta
let others.
Yeah, it was hard though. I ain't gonna lie. Like, like I said, shout out to Tanique for helping us out. Because like I said, that was something that was a major big thing for me. Just being able just to accept that and be like, all right, I'm just going to send the information and I just got to have faith. And I can't worry about it. I just got to just go through it. You know what I'm saying? So, but after that experience, like I was cool with it. I'm more confident now to where I'm like, you know what? I'm about to start delegating a whole bunch of stuff.
That the foundation is set up correctly if it went smoothly. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
We could just build on it from there and other areas.
Mm-hmm. I know I want to do more content with other people. I know that's one thing I want to do. Like, I know that those people exist here in some way, shape, or form. To get into their little, not the circles, but go into like, it's almost like being on a circuit. That's what it feels like. But going and actually doing content with them, doing other folks' shows. That's going to be excellent. And then I know myself, I have to be comfortable touching the stuff, i.e. doing the editing part. I'm afraid to touch stuff and mess it up. So I need to be confident actually touching the stuff and doing the editing. So that way, this guy will let go of some of that stuff so he don't do it. And then that frees up him and for you, too, to do other things so that I can pick more of that up.
Yeah, and that's, I'm glad you said that because I know we talked a little bit about it. As a matter of fact, you could actually share what it is that you want to do this season.
Yeah.
Might as well share with them now.
Yeah, so what I want to start doing is, of course, when we first started, we didn't want to make this a music-based content source because there's millions of those out there. That, and the saturation in that market is crazy. Where we are in the Southeast, specifically with Atlanta being there, it's one of those things that is almost out. It's just played out. So we try to stay away from that. However, what we do is with our playlist that is attached to the podcast, we do try to showcase and make sure that some of these talents that are here, even because specifically we usually talk to them about things outside of the music that they're doing. So if they want to get some of the information out about their music, usually it's through our playlist. Now, in association to that playlist, what was decided to make sense is, hey, why don't I go and actually have conversations with these folks virtually about their upcoming projects and information that we normally wouldn't have on our direct podcast content that allow for us to then bifurcate. We can have a separate little add-on channel where it's just shameless plugs, which we do at the end of all of our shows. We let people get their shameless plug, but this will be something specifically for artists in the community who work on music projects. So that way they can talk about what they have going on. They'll get their little 2.5 to 5 minute talk, speech, blah, 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 about what's popping off. And then we can go ahead and put it out there and let those people get some shine because normally we would miss those folk because it's not our aim. But this way they can have a chance to actually have some of that. And then, of course, I don't have to share this part, but hopefully if other things work out well, that will be a nice roll-in for some other things that might be able to help these artists on other platforms, be it radio or elsewhere. So that's what I want to start doing going into the fall of this year and into the first part of January, because first part of the winter, because most people get their projects ready for release in spring and summer. So if we can talk to some of these people then and then start helping them out and getting buzz out, that'd be really dope. And we'll see how it goes.
And then I guess it would just be communicating. And then, you know, I'm like, we need to be more organized, like...
Understood.
And just communicate with each other more within ourselves. You know, what other ideas can we execute more? How can we expand? Like just now while you were talking, I was thinking about adding the Spotify playlist on the newsletter that we just created. Bigger in our audience and reaching a bigger scope of people. And then like, getting the big people, you know, like celebrities, like people can really like just come on and hop on our stuff. We just got to believe in ourselves to reach out to them and make that connection.
Yeah, because we're six. Like Kevin, man, I'm not gonna lie. If Kevin was lying, he ain't bullshit. Like literally, we 6 degrees of separation. We literally can talk to the person that can talk to the person. Like It's not that hard or difficult to do. And here's one of the things too, is like having a physical location. I know this is something that Claude Anderson is big about, specifically with Black business, in the sense of making sure that you have a good, how you say it, have a good outlook to the community, meaning like the community, they know where they can go put a piece of mail in if they have an issue or a concern or whatever it may be. You have a place to do meetings at. You can even do some work out of there if you need to, but having a physical location when that time comes, right, I think it'll really help with that, in the sense of feeling, okay, you know what, I can get this big name person to come in, because it's not like we can't do it, especially this day and age. I mean,
right.
But to be able to have a place for those folks to come to and see that we do business, they'll be like, gosh, it's not even in the sense that we out of mind this show. It's the fact that now they're like, I'm going to do business with you. And that's what I really want to start hearing. I want to do business with you, because that lets us know, okay, we're moving in the right economic frame of mind. Those people see that we got what it takes to, because just having somebody come on just so I can get my little clout, everybody do something for clout, but just for clout, that's not what we want. We want to make sure that it's an actual economic driver. So when those people come on, they're coming on, it's a business chance. It's a business opportunity. Because I don't want to waste their time. I don't want them to waste our time. So that would be really cool. But for the time being, I do think, I mean, if we want, you know, we should be able to get some quote unquote big name people to come on. ASAP. I know they're talking with us.
Of course.
I feel confident in our abilities.
I agree. I think that's something we all want to do, especially with this season. And I think sometimes it's just striking that balance, because especially when you're starting out, you can really just have interviews with the people who are willing to have interviews with you.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And so as you're making that, and as you're starting to have that growth, and you're starting to make that change, what ends up happening is sometimes people may feel alienated, because you might not be sitting or you may not have those conversations with them. And so it's just, and it's like, well, we had this conversation a couple months ago with someone, and this is not even about trying to talk to people bigger down the road. It's just talking to people outside of your own social circle, right? And a lot of times people don't understand that whenever you're trying to build up your platform, especially when it comes to like things that are based off of media and it's based off of interviews and actually having conversations with other folks, is you can't always have conversations with people who are in your immediate social circle, right? Because that limits the value of your brand, especially as you're trying to build and you're growing. Like if I only talk to the people I was cool with or people I talk to on a regular basis, or I see as I'm out and about, because I have certain interests as a person, just like you guys, right? So if I'm only talking to the people that go to the places that I go, guess what? That's the only people I'm going to be able to interview. I'm not going to be able to talk to people outside of it. Right. And then that's going to keep me in a box. That's going to keep all of us in a box. And so we're not going to do, like, why would I do that? Like, that's kind of counterproductive.
Did we do this to grow or did we do it to die? That's the point. I wanted it to grow. We wanted to grow. So yeah,
we brought all of our resources together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like, even with us, and that's the awesome thing, even, like, is versus we may be with some of the different types of people that we were in community with and we connect with, even that, like, between me, you, all of us, and Mike, right, that's still limited. So what else, you know, so we still can go outside the box, and I think that's something that I noticed, especially from other creators, not just here, but in other places that we go, if we travel within like the Carolinas, that we see that's very relevant. And it's even out of the areas outside of here too. People get caught up in that. We're comfortable with what we know. And so it's just really just being a, keep our minds open to having conversations with all sorts of people, not just people who have our same types of values, who have our same, you know, we agree upon the same things. Is really just being able to bring people to the table, have this adult conversations, constructive conversations.
I think that's the branding. I mean, that's what we started with. That's where I want to stay at, the sense that we do have adult conversations. That's what it's about. It's about learning how to adult, right? And so we're having these adult conversations without any preconceived notions, because the premise for it is we don't know anything. We didn't have a plan or a playbook. No one gave us a manual. They told us to go out there and be adults. We're like, what are y'all talking about, man? We just came out of crack. What are we supposed to do? We about these crack rocks, baby. Like, they thought it was a joke, Kevin. Everybody wanted to be a baller. Kevin, you know I'm not bullshit, Kevin. Everybody wanted to be a baller, a rapper, a dancer in one of the music videos, or somehow just hit some money off a lottery or something. Like, we were set
that's
up kind of
ratchet. People and still so want I, now.
I know. But this is, yo, change. Kevin, 84, 85. Change the world, baby. Change the world. So, like, if y'all watch Snowfall, leave me alone. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But that really, it changed the world. So, a lot of us, we didn't get what they had back in the day. Like, man, you say you were growing up and you graduated high school in 1966. You either already had a real job that could take care of your family off of one income, or you were an apprentice with somebody already for the last 2 or 3 years, and you learned how to do something with your hands that you could supply somebody with, like masonry, plumbing, something that you could just service that you could do that no one else could do. The kids don't come out like that no more. They come out, man, they Kevin, they don't come out. You know that's right. So they don't. And it's so what you try to do, and what's cool with the things that you all are doing outside that folks might not know, specifically at the schools with Boys and Girls Club, is that those kids now they're getting something that you would have had back in the old school days, learning skills. So those children, their mind's going to be totally different than children who are just here like, okay, you got to take this test, get this score so you can get out. If not, drop out, figure it out. And you know, if you don't have, what is it? If you don't read past a fourth grade reading level, you're more than likely going to end up in jail because you're probably going to have to do illegal things to get money so that you can survive in the society that we live in. If not, you're just going to be homeless out there destitute. This is ridiculous. So this is something that can be, it can really be solved in some ways with people just learning real skills and trades. Mm-hmm. And so that's another part of things I know that will come up that are going to be changing with the podcast, et cetera, is just ability to reach out, do educational things too, with groups and whatnot. I think that is a very necessary thing. It will show that the podcast is not just in it for itself, but you know, it has that type of, what's the word I want to use? The philanthropy that comes along with also being an economic system. Like, you should have those things together.
We are doing a lot of educating. I just thought about that. We
every level. I mean,
it's pilot programs, but we already like got them in place and got other opportunities. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people don't know that we produce podcasts for other people. So
Y'all talk about that, man. Tell people, because like they think y'all, I'm telling people all the time, I talk about you all like y'all are straight up moguls already. Because the amount of work that you all do, it is on that, like, literally, like, I don't know, y'all realize these are the most busy people. They get stuff, they make stuff happen. That's why whenever y'all say, hey, I'm gonna be here at this time, I gotta be there. What am I supposed to say? If it's not during work hours, y'all already know my work hours. I gotta kind of be there, because, man. Well, I'm gonna drop that real quick. I'll be back. See y'all later. Because you all do so much work that to not give you all support when you need it, it's ridiculous. You gotta be able to get support. So, man, I'll get y'all flowers on that. But tell people about the stuff y'all do outside so they can understand, especially if you're on Patreon, they'll go see what we're talking about.
I'll be sending them right to you, Kev. I'll be like, just contact the Sarah. Here's his contact information.
Man, as a matter of fact, I gotta call people. I'm sending some emails tomorrow.
See what I'm saying?
So I'll go ahead. I guess we'll talk about the educational piece first. And like I said, because Maya can talk about them too. So what we realized is that there are a lot of transferable skills that you learn through content creation. So you learn through podcasts, you learn through videography and photography, right? Everything from problem solving to teamwork, critical thinking, how to use technology. It's all these different skills that young adults can use and can apply to various careers or various career clusters. And so we were like, okay, well, let's use these particular skills, these activities that we've learned, and let's share them and teach them to those young adults or teens that are interested in learning about those things.
Yep.
And so that's how we ended up starting Kid Gloves. And so, like I said, play on words, Hilltop Gloves, makes sense. Yep. And so what we're doing is we're just going to be providing that training in those three areas that I had mentioned, like I said, the podcast, videography, and photography for teenagers. So they can learn how not only to create their own content, but they also learn these transferable skills within the process, and they can apply them to other areas, especially more like your STEM and your STEAM-based activities or occupations.
Yeah, help them at school, yeah. too.
Yeah, help them out in school. Yeah. Keeps them engaged. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. It's a huge thing. Keeps them engaged in school. This is a little thing outside the box, and it's amazing. So right now, well, we did a pilot. We technically, so in July, we did a pilot with the camp, with Carolina. We partnered with Carolina Film Studio. We did it under the name Create, because at the time, we were really trying to figure out things and how we needed to define things, but we understood it just had to be something that was separate from Create itself. Mm-hmm. But we did the pilot in July. That went really well. And we actually are working. We actually have a pilot that we're working on right now, a 12-week pilot with the Boys and Girls Club of the Midlands, with the Teen Center, Normal Arnold Teen Center, right over there. I'm off of Rosewood.
Nope.
And we started working with the kids last Thursday, and it turned out it's been amazing. It's been an amazing experience. Like, we had a lot of fun for our first day. A lot of characters, but they're all passionate. They all want to learn, and they were very receptive to everything we said, because it's something that I guess they can relate to.
Exactly. That's always the big thing in learning. Something that's relatable.
And they feel like, you know, their voices can be heard if they're talking into the mic, you know? So it's just giving them the opportunity to, like, be free and be themselves. So I like just seeing them, like, come out and express things that they can't usually talk about in other settings, you know? So. And they push the edge. They, like, challenge each other. Like, no, I don't want to talk about sports. This is not a sports podcast.
That's serious? Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. All right.
You got it. Like I said, man, because of course, I already know what you got to do this Thursday, obviously. But yeah, like I said, but next Thursday, we can. Yeah, you got to come out there.
Yep, I want to see him.
This kid's a trip, man. We can't say any kid's names, but he's clearly my favorite. Like, this young man has been here before us, and will be after.
Oh my lord, he's a real. Everybody say if you don't believe in reincarnation,
like, we learn from them too. So, you know, because we want to attract a younger audience. So it's like, okay, we see what we got to pivot. Yeah. To broaden our age span, you know?
Exactly. Now, that'd be dope, because then that'll make it'll give what we are complaining about, don't have it. Don't have a roadmap. Oh, so they want to, like, so this is how you do this. Yeah. And then to give them that early, to let them know that this link is here, where these people will listen to you, they'll hear your thoughts, your concerns. I think that's important. That's always really important for the youth, because they always feel that they are not being heard. That's from generation to generation. Our generation and before us, that's what they thought. The one before them thought the same thing. So to limit that as much as possible, that's extra. That'll make the day. That'll make the day better.
But I guess we can go ahead and
we need to plug our events coming up. We got
events coming up. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
So this episode is dropping tomorrow.
Your plugs. They'll be dropping on the 3rd. So that's what's on the calendar. So we got to drop it on the calendar.
No, I thought Tuesday. You said season 4 starts on
Tuesday. This is season 4. This
we
is
start
like
with a recap. So recap first, and then the episodes. Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah, that's why he was. That's why he was saying when you were talking about that but he was like, "Oh, you're early."
Communicate.
There it is.
Saturday, October 7th, we'll be at the Rosewood Arts Festival. Quasi Black Nerd Mafia, Chess.
Yeah. That's going to be dope.
Are we doing an episode with Shaquise, or is Shaquise going before us?
Yeah.
No, I think he's, because this can be two interviews. So Shaquise is going to be one interview. And then we're going to be the second. That's cool. That's going to be dope, man. I hope the weather's decent.
Yeah, it's supposed to be outside, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be outside.
So I was over there in Rosewood this weekend doing some shopping and stuff like that. Man, I was like, all right, we'll be right back. this weekend we're gonna see what's popping off. Let's see how nice it is. I don't think I've ever been to the. Is it at the park?
No, it's in the street. It's like a block.
Oh, park. So it really is in the. It's really in the. Yeah, man. Okay. All right. Yeah. That's excellent. Now, question: is this an event? Is it always held? Hmm. Is this held every
year? Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Again, one of these things. All right. All right. All right, yeah, I'm pumped for that.
It's going to be at noon, so if people want to see us do our live podcast, well, we're on his podcast. We're a guest this time, so come around 12.
Yeah, we're a guest.
I forgot the address.
Is it 12? It says it starts at 11. No, the festival's at 11.
Yeah, we're going to be talking at 12, I think.
We're going to be talking at 12.
And then later on this month, we got the podcast in 101 Part 2 with a partnership with the Richland Library, the main location. Assembly Street.
Mm-hmm.
At 1:30 to 3:30, we'll be talking about the podcast. And if you want to start your own podcast, tips and tricks, what to do and what not to do, what equipment to buy, how to organize, build structure, what platforms to use, etc. And I think is that it? Oh, yeah. You know, the weekly, we got the Create Talks projects dropping every Friday on our Patreon.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So subscribe to that.
Oh, yeah, this past week was Amara Gamble. So this week will be The Lyrical Maze.
So
let her know. And for those people who are going to go online and listen to it, like I say, either through our Patreon page, which we're trying to promote,
please subscribe
to our Patreon channel. If you like all this amazing stuff that we're doing and you want to see us grow, it's $5 a month. You can do that. We spend $5 on useless things all the time.
We be tricking that $5 off on some E&J, a couple of Swish sweets, and some Mickey D's. especially if you eat Taco Bell. Come on. You don't need that $5 on Taco Bell. Yeah. Come on, trick off on us.
And then just getting our sponsorship up. Anybody would like to become a sponsor, just reach out to us, the Hilltop Love Podcast at gmail.com, and we'll send you some sponsorship information. It's real simple. You can get a 30-second commercial. It'll be on every episode. Like we said before, we do at least 30 episodes plus.
So you're going to get your money. You're
definitely getting your money's worth for $150. And who knows, that price might not be the same next season. So you might as well get it while you
Today's price.
So get it while you can early. Take it.
And then just follow us on social media, Facebook, Hilltop Love Podcast, Instagram, Hilltop Love, Patreon, Spotify.
There ain't nothing else like it. Ain't nobody got the
Twitch.
Same
name. We on everything right now.
Yeah.
We hot like pancakes.
Hot like pancakes. That's what we run away. We gotta put that on a t-shirt.
Merch is coming.
Merch. Some other merch. I need to get the link for the merch so I can order
some.
Oh,
I'll send you the class.
Send me. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, as a matter of fact, hold on one second.
So that should come in this week right here. Like a drawstring bag, like you can wear to the gym. It got all our faces on it. When you see the merch, you can be like, dang, Tamaya been on it. Because we
Tamaya, you know what I may do? I think everybody can get that for Christmas. I'm going to give my money right back to us. Everybody gets some merch.
For real.
Seriously, I know because it's nothing wrong with the quality. The quality is good, man. See the hat? Y'all see the hat? You see the merch? You see the quality of the merch? See the merch look good? See that merch is beautiful. You know you want some of that merch? That merch right there looking juicy and ready to roll.
I thought I had mugs and dishwasher.
All right, that's all right. That's all right. Nah, it looks good.
Yeah, but you know, I got to get you guys some mugs this year. I got to get you guys some gifts. Yeah. Anyway, it's for your work. So I get you guys mugs. I'll do that this month. So you guys can all have Hilltop Love mugs so we can be sitting around looking like today's show.
And be sipping our little... Because that's all it is, branding, man. You got a brand. It's what it is. Part marketing.
Yeah, I had the cups on the mugs on the table. I got to make sure they're... I don't want to make... Because I thought about getting some the same color. I was like, well, if I get them all the same color, what happens if somebody forgets the mug? They start drinking that other person's mug.
Wait, can you make a special where they have our names on?
Yeah, we can do anything.
Yeah,
we'll just put our name on our mug. That's it. So we'll have our Hilltop with our name on it.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, because I thought about it. I was like, man, I gotta
we could start being real bougie, and every time somebody comes on or comes on the show in person, we give them a mug with water to drink, yeah. And they take it with them. And that way, we send our merch with them wherever they go.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. That's a flex.
We need more sponsorship for that, though.
Yeah, you're right. Definitely. That's expensive.
Yeah.
All right, someone get out of here. But, go bother them. Go hustle.
Other than that, we can go ahead and wrap up.
All right. Well, shoot. Let us wrap up. Well, as we always do, since this is one of our episodes, we got to ask. What y'all got? Y'all already talked about what you got upcoming, right?
Yeah.
Yep. You told them where to find you at, right? Okay. Other than that, the only thing I can say, I want to say thank you for all the people who have been supporting us over these last three seasons. We look to see many more. And also, going into this fourth season, I'm trying to tell y'all, man, y'all want to pay attention to see what we're doing because we have some really big things on the horizon, things that are going to captivate and keep you focused in on what we have coming out because we do not want to lose you all's gaze. We want to make sure that you are learning and getting something from what we have to offer. But at the same time, we do want to make it fun and exciting because sometimes things are quite dull and drab out here. And we don't want to be those people who are just like droning information into you. It's going to be well worth the ride while you're on the journey. So I know I want to sign off from the Hilltop Club podcast. This is our season 3 recap. I know Mike's not here, but shouts out to Mike, his family, et cetera. We always appreciate our brother and what he does for our team. Tamaya, Skip, DJ, and what? Like I always like to say to y'all, man, tell somebody next to you that you love them, you cherish them, and we will see you all on the next episode of the Hilltop Globe podcast.
Thank you, peace. Guys.
Peace.
That's it for today's episode of the Hilltop Globe podcast.
Make sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and other platforms.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Hilltop Glove.